Jenny Mack with your daily comedy news. Donald Trump's new Twitter alternative went live on Monday. Seth Meyers joked, Truth Social is expected to revolutionize the way Americans have their data stolen. But like lots of people, I couldn't even log in because when it launched, select users who tried to create accounts were repeatedly met with a red error warning that said, something went wrong, please try again. Though, by the time you find yourself signing up for Donald Trump's social media site, something already went wrong. Great stuff. John Mulaney is your host of SNL this week. Don't forget, I checked Louis C.K.'s website. The shows for Kyiv, Ukraine are still on for Friday and Saturday. Tickets are available if you want to go. And I was thinking about Ukraine. You know, a comedian is the president of Ukraine. That is not a joke. Volodymyr Zelensky was a TV star. He played a foul-mouthed school teacher on TV. On that show, the teacher became president after one of the students filmed his profane rant against corruption and posted it online. The comedy show became a huge hit. So then in real life, Zelensky ran for president and he won. He won a runoff election, winning more than 70% of the vote. Some critics observe maybe it wasn't the best idea to fill his cabinet with members of the TV production company. And here we are, Louis C.K. playing Friday night. The Independent noticed on Monday, Joe Rogan's podcast disappeared again. Told you yesterday on Friday it had gone down for 20 minutes. On Monday, it vanished once again. That's weird. So let me comment here. I have some expertise, both from my days at SiriusXM and at podcasting companies. So if you're at Spotify Podcasting, Joe Rogan's your number one show. Let me tell you how the world works. If the number one show disappears for even 2 minutes, somebody's going to call you. Somebody from the Rogan camp is going to be like, hello, Spotify boss, we noticed our show's not there. What gives? Now, likely, I'm not saying this is a big conspiracy. Likely it is something technical. But I know how the big corporations work. You screwed with the number one client. So now we're going to have the big intergalactic meeting on Friday afternoon. What happened? Why was Rogan's podcast down? What are we going to do to make sure this never happens again? And then on Monday, it happens again. Now, there's all kinds of bosses involved. This is probably internally really annoying for whatever the technical bug is. The engineers are being tortured. Unless there's an actual conspiracy going on, we will keep an eye on that. David Crosby has let it be known he is not a fan of Joe Rogan. He made that quite clear, saying, here's how I feel about it. I think Joe Rogan is not real impressive. But I think he has a right to spew his garbage. He has a right to do it. I think Spotify has a right to put him up there. This was in an interview with Stereo Gum, Crosby said. I absolutely will fight for their right to do that. I have a right not to be associated with it. I told a friend this morning, listen, man, if I was selling my records in a marketplace, I don't want to be selling them next to some spoiled meat. That's why I don't want to be on the same platform as Joe Rogan. He's calling people the N-word all the time. He's talking about women as if they're a mouth and a pair of boobs. He doesn't really represent me at all, so I don't want to be there with him. That's all I said. I said, I'm removing me. I'm not trying to censor him or you. That, of course, is the first thing his fans said. This is censorship. You used to be a hippie. I still am. I still have the exact same set of values. I just don't want to be associated with that guy. With me, you have to understand, I don't like Spotify. I don't like any of the streamers because they don't pay us properly. A lot of that going on lately. He was asked if he wants his music back on Spotify in the unlikely event that Spotify removes Rogan's podcast. Crosby said, nope, I don't want to be in there. I don't like them. And their quality's lousy and their pay scale's lousy. And I don't want anything to do with them. He did mention he's aware that he's financially able to reject having his music played on digital streamers. In principle, I think everybody should pull their stuff off streaming platforms. But I don't think most people can afford to simply because even the pittance they pay is better than nothing for most people. Dave Chappelle was at the 2022 NBA All-Star Game over the weekend. We know that because Tiffany Haddish shared a picture on Insta of Tiffany Haddish with Dave Chappelle. Her caption, hanging with my big brother. From allhiphop.com, your home for comedy news, Godfrey and T.I. are getting into it a little bit. T.I. is starting to do comedy shows. They shared a stage at a comedy club in Atlanta. Godfrey was not happy that T.I. was scheduled as the closer, Godfrey said on his podcast. As a headliner, no one's supposed to go on after you. There's a code in comedy that I follow. I'm not watching what you can't do better than me. You're not a comedian to me. T.I. got wind of this and said, what God got for you is yours. Can't nobody take that away from you, okay? All of a sudden, because I'm now standing on a stage sharing my gifts with the world, utilizing the tools and skills that I'm developing, you feel like that's in your way some kind of way? That's more your problem than I could ever be. T.I. also called Godfrey a legend and a goat of comedy. It's a little strong there, T.I. I mean, he's a good comedian, but is he a goat? Carlin Pryor Godfrey? Yeah. I see Godfrey as a giant in the comedy stuff. And what I saw in his podcast was I saw a legend trying not to hate while hating, like innuendos, little tidbits of hate here and there while surrounding it with some compliments to make it seem like you ain't hating. To be honest with you, to me, that made a giant look small in my eyes. T.I. got some backing from Chappelle's Show cast member Donnell Rawlings. He's in the news a lot lately. Donnell said, "Welcome to the world of comedy, son. People think it's no room for anybody else. Keep banging, son." A quick note from Gossip Corner. The Daily Mirror noticed Selena Gomez was at the Comedy Cellar on Sunday night. I found that interesting. I assume she was with gal pal Amy Schumer, who's hosting the Oscars for some reason. She apparently was not. Selena Gomez must just be into comedy, hanging at the Cellar. The Mary Sue, says comedian Megan Beth Kaster, found out the hard way when she decided to throw some shade at Ted Lasso fans. Megan Beth tweeted, "I've never seen an episode of Ted Lasso, but its fans have big, childless adult whose entire personality is predicated on their love of Disneyland energy." That didn't go over well. She got some comments back on social media. The best one from TV writer Amanda Diebert, who tweeted, "You never have to watch Ted Lasso. No one has to watch anything. The show's about support and openness. Characters embrace each other's quirks and struggles and personalities. The villain of the show would be a person who judged a group of people for finding something that brought joy." Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by Palace Intrigue. That's the podcast I'm the writer on. We got to keep an eye on the Queen on Tuesday. Her Majesty dialed back her schedule. Originally, she was, you know, more or less full speed ahead with the COVID and stuff, but she dialed it back a little. Hope you're doing okay, Your Majesty. I want to shout out to Paul. Paul is supporting the show. He bought one of those National Donuts chain t-shirts. Paul, I do thank you. I do think we're going to run out of time. The back end people, they'll only print the shirts if we get to 30 shirts. I don't know if we're going to get to 30 shirts. If we don't, then everybody's money will be refunded. But hopefully we can get to 30. Everyone buy a National Donuts chain t-shirt, $20 plus shipping, $5 of that will go to me. Paul, thank you, and thank you for listening to the show. If you would like a National Donuts chain t-shirt, you'll find them at either buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews or tinyurl.com/donuts-chain. Good way to support the show. Appreciate you, Paul. Thank you for listening. Mac Packer, Andy Samberg, had his pilot picked up by CBS. It's called The Hug Machine, a single-cam comedy described as a family comedy with musical elements. It centers on a dad who gets a second chance to save both his marriage and his flailing rock career when his band unintentionally finds success in the raucous, cutthroat world of children's music. Samberg is a producer on that show. CBS also picked up a pilot called Sober Companion. This has nothing to do with Andy Samberg. That one will follow Eliza, a hot mess alcoholic who owns a bar with her uncle in New Orleans. She's forced to get her life together when the court appoints her an exhaustingly upbeat sober companion with who she has to live 24/7. All right. Those sound CBS-y. The Charleston Comedy Festival kicks off tonight through the 26th. More than a dozen shows across four venues. This year's lineup, Amber Nash from FX's Archer, Kate Willett, Lisa Smith, and local comics Tim Hochul, Vince Fabra, and Theater 99's The Have-Nots. If you're in Charleston, hit that up. And if you're in Johannesburg, hey, great news. The Johannesburg International Comedy Festival will be back in March. It's its sixth edition. Over 30 local, continental, and international comedians taking over the Maslow Hotel. Hey, guys, I'll go. If you hook me up with the travel, I'll cover the heck out of this thing. But I don't have the money to go to Johannesburg. Hit me up. The festival continues a tradition of having the hottest South African acts. Now, I'd like to think I know a decent amount about comedy. I'm not hip to the South African comedy scene, but I would love to learn. This year's lineup includes Jason Goliath, Conrad Koch, Robbie Collins, Kate Pinchuk, and a bunch of other comedians. I'll have to go scout this out. Johannesburg Comedy Festival. Nudge, nudge. Know what I mean? Say no more. The press release I see says continental acts confirmed thus far are African giants Salvato, representing Uganda, Q Dube from Zimbabwe, and Akau Jambo from the Sudan. The Johannesburg Comedy Festival, March 24th through the 29th. Don't act like you don't want to go. And that's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Apple, Spotify, Google, buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. See you tomorrow.